Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, this is your host, Elohim Christ. Okay, well, I'm back. Now it's working properly. Okay. Now I can hear everything. I don't know what happened. They just, all of a sudden, it just shut down and it called another number and something was going on. But I'm figuring out these little things of what they're doing so that we can keep this here going, okay? Now, where we stopped at was Jesus said, I call you not servant, but friend, for the servant knows not what the master do. Even though they keep telling you and pushing the servant thing at you, you know, that's not what Yahshua ben Bedarah was talking about. He didn't really want you to be nobody's servant, okay? I mean, it's okay to serve people, but he didn't want you to be a servant. It's a whole different mindset. He had something totally different in mind for the people. And when we were slaves, okay, here, it was against the law by penalty of death for a white slave master to teach the slaves how to read the Bible. Because even a white slave master, they know, not only do they know how to read the Bible, they know how to understand what the Bible was saying. And they didn't want this information to get to the slaves. So they had to wait until a couple of generations when some of the white slave owners' children had died off, and they didn't understand how to understand the Bible. Then they began allowing you to read it. Because now they manipulate it and turn things around so that they can turn it into a mind-control device. But you have to understand, when you go into that book, each one of those things that it says has three or four different thought processes attached to it. So it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for your freedom, okay, then you can get it. Now this statement here is going to piss a few people off, but it's got to come out. We are not supposed to be looking for people to lead us. I'm going to say that again. We're not supposed to be looking for people to lead us. We're supposed to become leaders of ourselves. But we're not supposed to be looking to lead other people. Anybody that wants to lead you and not work equally with you is coming to you as a slave master. That's how I understand. And that's what's going on. We're literally changing one slave master for another. I think about it. We had white ministers and preachers in the church. They turned black, but they still teaching the same message. They're still giving us the same information. As Muslims, the Arabs was giving us certain information. Now we have black people that are giving us the same information that the Arabs gave us. So if they're going to give us the same information, what have you done? You've changed one slave master for another. So be mindful when somebody wants to lead you, somebody wants to be in charge of your life. Who better know what you need than you? Think about it. Now, we out here running around going to vote for Hillary or Bernie or one of these guys out here. Like, they know more about what's going on in your life than you do. No. It should be the other way around. We should be voting on the issues and what we need rather than people to run our lives for us. They're slave masters, and they want to keep you in that slave master mindset so that you will do just like you are right now, 250 years here, and we're still slaves. So we're not getting the type of thought process that's going to bring us out of this madness. This is what this message is for. First, you have to love yourself. Once you learn how to love yourself, then you have to learn how to love other people, learn how to act towards people so that that feeling, that good energy will start coming back to you. And then you'll know who your neighbor is down the street. And two blocks up, you know who they are because you'll start working with each other. You got that. Now, I know this is going to hit some of your heart, so I want to thank you while you're on the line. In case you want to show up the line. But listen, you're going to have to give up being black. You're going to have to give up being white, give up being Hispanic. You have to give up being American, being French. You have to give up all of that. And you just have to become a part of the 99% and start working with people along those lines because we're all in the same boat. We're all in the same boat. And when we start separating ourselves on the boat, it gets a little tricky for what's going on. So The message that I'm bringing to you is to help you unify with yourself, with your family, and with the people around you. You know, there's a lot of people out will work with you in what you're doing, but you can't come at them with the schisms that you're under. You can't come at them with the isms that you're under because they don't want to hear it, because they'll fall back into their comfort zone. If a white person came at me with the white stuff, you know, hey, I'm leery because I don't know what this guy's up with. Is he a Klan member? Who is this guy? If a black guy come at a white person with the black stuff, they're leery. What they want to overthrow the government now, or they want to take over and put blacks in charge and get their revenge for what we did to them all these years? Oh, I got to watch myself. So they're giving you these terms and titles so that you can be separated from each other, so you won't be able to unite with each other. That's what's going on. Okay, now we're about halfway through the broadcast. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to a commercial right quick. And those of you on the line, I want to thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you being here every week. The titles get a little tricky sometimes, you know, but we need to hear the information. Okay, am I right? No. Am I wrong? No. Am I a minister or a guru or anything like that? No, I don't need the titles. I'm just bringing you a message. And at the first of the year, I'm going to be able to get together with you and begin working process together so that the 99% can begin to unify itself. That's what this whole thing is all about. But we have to become unified under love. We can't become unified under the way that we've been treating each other and the way that we've been acting towards each other. It's just not going to work. We have to learn and begin to practice love. Now, if it's hard for you, start with your family. They don't give it back to you, I know. Some family members treat you like crap because they don't understand. But as you begin to treat them with love, you begin to get it back. Because remember, everything is reap what you sow. And when they see you, when they think about you, this love feeling that's coming from the heart will begin to embrace them every time they see you, every time you come together. And trust me, they'll start listening to you, start thinking different things. That's what's going on in my family. Because I got a huge family, and we have so many different religions that it's crazy. But because of the way I've been treating them over the last year or so, they're beginning to respond, even though they're in different religions, because the act of love actually works. You know what I'm saying? So this is the so I'm going to go right to the commercial here. This is Elohim Radio Show. We're here every Sunday at 3 p.m. Philadelphia time. The call-in number is 646-564-9888. And if you want to talk or say anything, you just press 1, and I'll open up your mic, and you can hear what's going on, okay? Now, we have just released a gospel CD called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. The link is CD 4/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, okay? We also have a book out. My book is called Toronto Scriptures Part 2, and the message that I'm bringing you today is coming out of that book, okay? This is just in the book. So if you want to get an idea of what the books are all about, that's what they're about. You know, how to upgrade your mind from 3.0 to 4.0, okay? I'm just going through the commercial here, but some of the things aren't coming out the way they're supposed to be coming out. And don't forget to check out, like I just said, don't forget to check out the book, Tyrannical Scriptures. I will just give you that, okay? Now, the CD is about Jesus is coming, but the thing is, how is he coming? He's coming the same way he came the first time, we believe. He's going to come out the woman, out the sister's womb. So your sisters out there, be careful what you're doing as far as dumping them babies. You don't know what you're dumping or who you're getting rid of, and we need those babies pretty bad, okay? And that's what's going on. Now, after I leave here, the Will I Am show comes on at 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Central Time. The call-in number for his show is 218 632-0460, and the PIN number is 726-476-87 pound. Or just listen to the operator when you call in, and she'll give instructions as to what to do. You know, I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his book, his Black History book, Coleman Rocks Cry Out. I like him because it scans history, and the information he give you ties the missing pieces to the history. It ties all the other history together and give you a better understanding of what's going on, you know. One thing that's in the that gives us in the book, when we talk about Christopher Columbus discovered America, we say he never came to America, but he didn't discover America. He was the first European to discover the Americas, because from Haiti all the way down to Mexico was united at that time. And the Europeans tried to conquer this area four or five times and got their butt kicked every time. See, this is the kind of stuff that's in Horace Butler's book. I got a little tongue tied there. So we need that kind of information so we can understand what's going on. And the fact that we had sports arenas and all that stuff that they're uncovering right now throughout the Americas, because we all work together. So they don't want you to, this kind of information they don't want you to know. So if you can get a chance, you know, pick up his book and, you know, and give it a read, okay? I'd like to give a shout out also to the Nikki Love Show. She's on every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number for our show is 347-215-8040. You can also get to our website, NikkiLoveWNOM.com, okay? That's NikkiLove, WNOM.com, okay? We also have a Legacy of a Nation show hosted by our brother Mac and Son. It comes on every Saturday at 6 o'clock. That number is 347-677-1533, and they talk a lot about Black history, so you can pick up little tidbits about who you are and where you come from, okay? We also have the Black Cross Nurses, Division 178 at 53rd July, Philadelphia. And boy, do we need our own nurses, because these hospitals, they're killing us, I'm telling you. And that's headed by Basima Muhammad, so you can call her at 215-796-0366. We've got the RBG industry. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, just give them a call. That number is 609-638-5822. I'd like to give a shout-out to a friend of mine. We used to be in a band together. His name is Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old-school style, and he has six CDs on the market right now. Just Google CD Baby, then type in Yesterday's Child, and you can check out his music, or you can call him, Thomas Thornton, for more information at 267-259-4077. I'd also like to give a shout-out to Heaven Bound Gospel Singers, who have just released their new CD called Reflections. For more information about them, you can and their album, you can call Brother Patrick if you want to book the group. They put on a pretty good show. I've seen them a couple of times myself, and I really like what I saw, okay? That number for Patrick is 215-407-1499, okay? And a treat it was for me. I mean, they're really good, so I suggest you check them out, all right? Now let's get back to where we were, all right? Now, we were back to how can I be anything but a messenger? That's one of the questions that I have up that people have texted me, things that they want to know, you know. And you can't be anything but a messenger, because the information that you're bringing is already inside the people. So you can't be their prophet or their guru or ministers, whatever kind of title they want to throw on you, you know. Muhammad never called himself a prophet. Now, this is stuff they don't want you to hear. They don't want you to talk this kind of stuff because it throws their whole little mind control situation off. But Muhammad calls himself a messenger. That's what he called himself. Jesus never called himself God's son and all that in the sense that he is and you're not. Because he knows that we're all extensions of the Most High. So we're all part of what they're calling an all, but what we're calling a lie. But a lie is everything in the universe at the same time. So we're all part of that. This is why he was able to say, he that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I did you can do. You know, there's so much greatness in you, but you have to accept the fact that you are great. And when you look in that mirror, there's nothing on the planet or off the planet that's greater than what you see in that mirror. Also, there's nothing more handsome or beautiful than what you see in the mirror. Judge beauty by what you see in the mirror. If it don't look like you, it can't possibly be a 10 because you're the best thing that there is. Okay? And see, this is the thought process. It's the mindset. So we don't get an attitude when we turn on TV and see a lot of Europeans up there. Well, they like themselves. And there's nothing wrong with seeing themselves as 10. But don't start emulating them because you don't look like them. You want to look like them. You're a 10 too. You know what I'm saying? And so, sure, if I was in control of TV, I would put people up there like me, look like me, and call them a 10. You know, maybe everybody else would be an 8 or a 7. But I think there's nothing that looks better than I do. And this is the type of thing that we have to get into the children's minds so that the children can understand, you know, exactly what's going on, you know. Exactly what's going on, you know. Now, see what's already in you, okay? All of the knowledge of the universe is actually stored. Well, it's not stored, but it's in your mind. And your mind is connected to the cosmos. Your mind is connected to everything in the universe. And past, present, and future. Once you begin activating your mind, you can see this stuff. And you can understand these things. All right? So, but now there's a difference between the mind and the brain. Now, this conscious energy of what we're calling spirit or soul or whatever you want to call it, all right, your mind is connected to that, and your brain is connected to your body. And there's a governor between the mind and the brain. It's called an oracle. Now, what the 1% do to control your mind, they want to make everything powerful a person so that you don't really understand what's going on, or they want to become the intermediary for a person. They call the oracle a man or a woman. We watch them on television. The oracle is some kind of person. But the oracle is a governor between, it's a dimension between the mind and the brain that regulates the information coming in from the mind to the brain, so that it don't overload your synaptic nerves. That's why some people just go off early, because something's wrong with their governor, and the psychiatrist, they don't know how to fix it. So they load them up on medication and all of that. But there's a way to fix that governor so that the information won't overload the synaptic nerves. Now, your synaptic nerves grow when your thought process is elevated. But the more you elevate your thought process, the more synaptic nerves are in your brain or develop in your brain, and the more information the brain can handle from the mind. No, I said a whole mouthful there. But this is the kind of information that you actually need so that you can prepare yourself so that you can handle the information coming in from your mind to your brain. Because you don't want to overload your brain. This is why children, as you got to teach your children as much as possible, quickly, because it will begin. Their synaptic nerves will begin to grow fast. This is why you got children graduating college, you know, at 12 and 13 years old, because the parents took the initiative to start giving them information really, really fast, and they connect the nerves grew real quick, and they can handle that information, you know, and it was no big deal for them. So that's what's going on right now. You need to increase your synaptic nerve function. Now, it is the key. You really have to fall in love with yourself to the point that you're not drinking, you're not smoking, you're not taking any drugs, you're not eating crazy food, you know. I would suggest you stay away from all of red meat. Stay away from the refined sugar products if you can. That's a little tricky because we become drug addicts to the sugar. That sugar, the way they process it. There's nothing wrong with the cane sugar if you got the cane, get it right off the vine. Cane sugar is fine, but the way they process it, that's what makes it lethal. the petroleum process that they use to process it. You can go on their YouTube and look up how they process the sugar, and they'll show you in the sugar factories and what they do. And that's what makes it so lethal, you know, and why it's not good for you to have, okay? Now, also, we're past the stage of anybody that wants to comment or say anything, you can just press one on your mic, and we can have an open dialogue. And once again, I'd like to thank everybody that's called in. I appreciate you calling in, and because it makes me feel good to know that people are calling in and listening to what I'm saying. Even if you don't understand anything, that's okay too. I know you're out there listening, and I appreciate that, okay? Now, okay, now we're at the point of real power, talking about the 99% and the 1%. So we're going to go back and reiterate that because the lecture only lasts until this time. So now we're going to go back over some of the talking points that I went through for the first 45 minutes, okay? Now, there's enough wealth on the planet for everybody to live the way they want to live. Doesn't matter. If you want to live in a castle or palace or whatever you want to live in, there's enough wealth for that to happen. We don't have to worry about overthrowing the 1% to gain our freedom. We just have to give up all that we have and become a 99% and become part of the 99%. We got to give up all the schisms and isms and all this stuff, you know? Whether you're Muslim or Christian or Hindu or Buddha or whatever that, none of that is helping you get out of the mess that you're in. You're still stuck as a 99%er. The only thing that's going to get us out of the mess that we're in coming, start recognizing what's going on. You're part of the 99%. Now, for those of you who are engrossed with, oh, I'm from Africa, I'm from Kemen, I got to get back with the melanin thing and all that. If the melanin was so great, we wouldn't be, the people without melanin wouldn't have their foot on our neck. So melanin is not the answer. There's something else that's missing. And until you get what's missing, somebody going to always have their foot on your neck. What I'm trying to do now is bring you a message so that you can begin utilizing the power that you have to gain your freedom. Freedom means control. Stop and think for a minute. What do I have control over? I don't control the food production. Food, clothing, shelter, security. That's everything. Food, clothing, shelter, security. That's everything. You don't control the food. You don't control the shelter, building for all these skyscrapers going up around you. You didn't help build none of those things. The 1% is doing it. Okay? Shelter, you got food, the clothing, all of them. Now, you got some guys out there making clothing. Jordan, he's making clothing. Once they get a certain amount of money, they open up a clothing line. But they're not actually making the clothes. They're just putting their name on it. Somebody else is manufacturing clothes. Go buy a pair of Jordans or one of them Pumas and look inside at the tag. It said made in Taiwan, made someplace else. So they're not actually manufacturing anything. They're just putting their name on it so they can make an expensive price so they can blood suck the poor out of their money. They're blood sucking the 99%. That's what's going on, okay? And as long as we're allowing them to blood suck us, they're going to keep doing it. So you're going to have to upgrade your mind and start letting go of all of this crap. Now, here's something that we don't talk about that much. No human is indigenous to this planet. That's why when they set up this Darwinian theory here about evolution, they ran into a snag. Because you got Yeti, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Bahama Snowman. They're indigenous to this planet. And if you go back and check the blood type of Lucy, it ain't human. It's not our blood type, okay? If they're the indigenous people of the planet. We come from off planet. We're not from this planet. That's why when you get into our history, there's always history of extraterrestrials because of E.T., that's who we are, you know? We are actually E.T., but we have been stripped of our consciousness from thousands of years of not being taught who we are and what's really going on, you know. So now we're bringing you back into that, bringing you back into that information, and the information is coming to you as a message, but the information is already in you. You have information in you that go back hundreds of thousands of years, but you can't access them because you don't know that you can access them. So you haven't tried. Now you can try. You can meditate a little bit. Let's just talk just for a second on the power of meditation. Now, a lot of people talk about meditation, try to teach you how to meditate, try to show you how to meditate, but they're not giving you the proper information on the meditation. All right? Well, I shouldn't say proper. They're giving you one set of information. I have another set of information. When you meditate, you start with your feet and you relax your feet and you go all the way up to your, I'm going through this kind of quickly because we're sort of running out of time here. So you go through, you start with your feet and you relax everything all the way up to your face. And your face is hard to meditate the face. It takes the longest because you have so many muscles in the face. But once you meditate, you close your eyes. Look up. Don't open your eyes. Keep your eyes closed and look up. You begin to see a blue light and a yellow light. Sometimes they mix together and come to an orange. But the blue light is the light that you use to protect your family. You can take that light and put that light on your children, and they won't come to no harm. The yellow light is your work light. When you want something done, when you want something brought to you, that's the light you use to bring the things that you need to you. And it works. It works just fine, you know. But you have to actually believe in what you're asking for. So when you ask for it one time and expect it to come, move out as if it's coming because it will come, you know. But I'm just giving you a quick synopsis on the meditation. Nobody's teaching meditation like this. The way I'm saying it right now, it's hard to get this information from any of the people that meditate, all right? But the blue light is your protector, the light you use to protect your family and loved ones. The yellow light is the light that you use to work or to bring things done to you. It's also the light you use to cause destruction to other people, but we don't want to get into that, all right? Because you reap what you sow. And the best thing, if somebody has done something negative to you that you didn't like, just turn it over to the universe and let the universe take care of it. If you want it to come back to them the same way it came to you. Now, if you want to be merciful on them, then you can take care of it yourself, and maybe it won't be as bad on them if you want to be merciful. But the universe can show no mercy. If you did it, it's going to come back to you the way you did it. I mean, so you have to be mindful of what you're doing. And not only your physical actions come back to you, your thought actions come back to you too. So what you're thinking come back to you as well. So you have to learn to control your thoughts. That's why it's best to focus on the end game, where you're going, what you're trying to do, and what's happening. And when you interact with people, it's best to interact with them out of love. That way you won't put yourself in danger of reaping what you've sown, you know. As far as something bad coming back to you, you put yourself in a good position, whereas the stuff that's coming back to you is good. Now, if you think about your life, think about your with through, and think about all the hell you've been catching out there, right? It's because of your thoughts, and it's because of your actions. Once you change your thoughts, once you change your actions, the vibrations and everything around you will begin to change. The stuff that you was going through, you won't be going through no more. The problems that you had, they will begin to solve themselves. They will begin to miraculously work themselves out so that those problems won't exist anymore, you know? And then you'll be in a position to go wherever you're trying to go. Whatever the end game is, you'll be more and more in a position to get it, and things will be coming to you. Money, whatever you want, it'll just come. You know what I'm saying? But you have to expect it to come. You have to ask for it, see, because you're not praying for it. You're asking for it because it's already yours. Follow what I'm saying? You're not praying for something that's not yours, for somebody to give you something. That's not how it works. It already belongs to you. So when you ask for it, now how the universe works The universe works through action and reaction. So every action that you commit to bring something to you, the universe goes to work. And it starts putting things in motion, hundreds and thousands of things to put in motion to bring what you ask for into your reality. So it might not happen in the next 10 minutes, but if you know, understand that it will happen. Understand that it is coming. So be careful. And once again, mindfully, I want to remind you that it's so important that you fall in love with yourself. I don't mean in a vanity way. Oh, I'm so cute. I'm going to put my makeup on. I'm not talking about like that. But fall in love with yourself to the point that you don't do anything to that body. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Watch what you're eating. Watch how you're cooking your food. Because if you don't love yourself, the body won't love you back. And I think we went on the health portion of the show when we talked about every 7 years, the body reproduces every cell in the body, whether it makes defective cells or good cells is up to what you're eating and what you're thinking. Because your thought process affects your cells as well, too. A lot of people, they don't say that, but it does. It affects how your cells are being made, too, because there's an energy from your thought process that goes into your cells that works with the cells as well, all right? And if you want to exercise those cells, you have to exercise the body. When you exercise the body, you're actually exercising the cells. So a little exercise won't hurt anything, okay? Now, once again, this is the Elohim Radio Show. We're on every Sunday at 3 o'clock. And we have different topics, but most of the topics that we're talking about, most of the things that we're saying is designed to activate the DNA in you to can hear what you need to give yourself what you want. Because that's what this is about. It's not what I want. It's what you want. What you want out of life, what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish. And everything that we're talking about is to help you accomplish, well, I'll let you turn your dreams, but to help accomplish your dreams, okay? To make what you want into a reality, because it can happen. It takes a little time sometimes. Depends on how big your dream is. My dream is huge. So it's going to take a few years, I know, for mine to come to reality. That's why I'm not rushing anything, you know. I was supposed to do some things this year. I can wait till next year. It's okay, because everything that I was talking about last year is in place for this year, and there's more coming. So, you know, so I don't rush it. I don't rush the universe. I know that everything's going to do what it's supposed to do. I know that everything's going to be what it's supposed to be, and I know that everything that I ask for is coming because it belongs to me. It's mine. I repeat something else that Jesus said. I like the Bible because there's just so much stuff in there that they don't want us to really understand, you know? And I'm going to transport this someplace. Yeah, everything that I need, everything I want is supposed to be coming to me. And, you know, Jesus, he said, ask and it shall be given unto you, you know? You see what I'm saying? He said, ask. And it shall be given unto you. Now, when they asked him to teach them how to pray, he didn't say, my Father. He said, our Father. Because he knew that we were all extensions of source and we were all equal one to another. There's no one better than you on the planet. There's no one less than you on the planet. You're equal to what's going on. And the more you begin to understand that and the more you begin to realize who you really are, you know. You're not an African, you're not an earthling, you're not a third world, and this is the third planet from the sun. So you're not a third world, you're not none of those things. You are a part of the cosmos. You see what I'm saying? You're part of everything in the universe. And you're carrying that kind of power. That's who you really are, all right? You're not subject to this little speck that they call an earth. Because we're going to be leaving this thing. They're leaving it now. When we get off this little speck, we can claim it, but we're going to be going, there's billions of planets out there, billions. And we're fighting and dying over this little speck of rock. something's wrong with that picture. See, we don't know that we're supposed to be out there maintaining suns and making planets. We're supposed to be doing all that stuff. So we're not working towards that. What are we working towards? Only you know what's in your mind and what you're working towards. But we need to be working towards uniting the 99%. And that's going to be on my agenda for the rest of the year. I'm going to be working towards unifying the 99%. So I don't consider myself as black or American or anything. I'm just part of the 99%. And anybody that wants to work together to unite the 99%, I'm more than happy to sit down and do that. Now think about it. There's 6 billion people on this planet. And if everybody was working, you didn't have to have no highfalutin job. But if everybody was working, just gave up $10 a week, that's $1 billion a week, you know? So the 1% can't keep up with that. That's what I'm trying to say. The power is really with the masses. That's why they work so hard on mind control. They need to control the masses, because once they lose control of the masses, what do they have? They can't go to war. They can't fight the war by themselves. They need mass. The Second World War, 50 million people died in the Second World War. 50 million people died in the Second World War, right? These people, they're crazy out there. And we're following this madness, but the masses right now are beginning to wake up. And that's what this is all about. So I have just been informed by this show that I'm out of time. So I'd like to thank those that have called in and listened. And I appreciate you calling in. Trust me, it makes a big difference knowing that you're on the line listening. And I want to thank you so much. And just remember that love is and always will be the answer. Peace.